Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm still waiting for their call. I don't know, you know, when that's going to be. So I went ahead and came inside and connected with you till I hear from them.
I understand.
They got a late storm.
Okay. Do you know if there's anybody else on?
I don't think so.
Okay. So probably will be that we won't have it, but we'll see.
Okay.
And there will be the advanced reincarnation if you have time.
Well, I just won't know.
I understand. Depends on when they call.
Yeah. We've done this for 6 years, but 2 of the years were here at my house. The other time was by phone because Brandy worked on a Monday. And
you know.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Has joined.
We will begin with the Hashem Yehud Kuchabri Hu Ishite Bid Hilu. Urhimu, Tilu, Tilu, Urhimu. Leahta, Lishem, Yudhe, Bavave, Yehuda, Shalim, Bashem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Vaihino, Amadunai, Lohin, Wellin, Masse, Yadenu, Kunene, Len, Masse, Yadenu, Kunene. We are in section 4, chapter 2. Titled Introducing the Sephirot. Building upon older teachings that the Kabbalah has developed a model that represents the image of Hashem in which humanity was created. This model also serves as the psychological blueprint that defines our humanity. The same blueprint also purports to be the structure of the universe and the roadmap that one follows in order to contemplate and to experience Hashem. Mind you, this contemplation and these experiences are internal. They are states of the mind and expressions of expanded human consciousness. While the domain of the Kabbalah is the entire universe, the access point to both the Kabbalah and the universe is the human mind. An understanding of the functions and workings of the human mind is the beginning of the path. The path, the diagram of the universe, the order of divine emanations, and the internal image of Hashem are all the same. They are one. This order is illuminated as having 10 steps, 10 being a sacred number. The source of sacred numbers is an exploration best left for the scholars. For us to detour into their excursions takes one's attention, or our attention, away from our own spiritual explorations and discoveries. 10 is a sacred number. Let this suffice without further elaboration. The 10 steps of illumination that reveal to us Hashem, the universe that he created, and the divine image underlying our humanity is given a Hebrew name. This name is Sephirot. What exactly are Sephirot? What are they supposed to symbolize? The Sephirot are referred to as divine emanations. According to the Kabbalistic beliefs, the concept goes like this. Hashem is ultimately distinct from all he has made. Hashem exists outside of time, outside of space, and outside of all existence. As such, Hashem is the ultimate outsider. As the ultimate outsider, Hashem is therefore, by definition, both unknown and unknowable to all here in creation. In order for Hashem to make creation aware of his existence, Hashem has to emanate, express, reveal an aspect of himself into creation. Yet not all of creation is equal. There are higher forms of creation, heaven, and lower forms of creation, earth. Therefore, the emanation from Hashem, once it reaches creation, has to be properly tuned to match the vibratory rate of each and every dimensional plane. Thus, we have many levels of divine emanations. The Kabbalists have summed them up into 10 in number and called them Sephirot. I thought he was going to define the word Sephirot. But the word Sephirot comes from the Shoresh Samach Pe Resh, Sefer. A Sephirot is a level of consciousness. But the Shoresh of Sephirot is actually numeric. It's a number. What is the difference to a number? He said divine numbers he's not explaining. And I'm not going to explain them either. But in order to understand Sephirot properly, you need to have it defined. And the way he is defining it, Rabbi Bar Sadok is defining it, it's not really clear in my opinion. So what is a Sephirot? What is the definition of Sephirot? It's a number. It's connected to a number. It's connected to a level of consciousness. I'm not explaining how that is. I'm not explaining why that is. I'm not explaining how that comes into being in creation. What Rabbi Bar Sadok is explaining is Hashem is outside of creation. But what's being left out of that statement is the truth is that Hashem is everywhere, outside of creation and inside of creation. That aspect of Hashem that is inside of creation is being limited by creation. That aspect of Hashem outside of creation is unlimited. This is the essence of creation is created to reveal an aspect, not to complete Hashem, an aspect of Hashem. But in the course of the creation, in the course of the revelation of that aspect of creation, that aspect of Hashem that he authorizes to be revealed, in the course of that process, there is a limitation put upon that aspect of Hashem. But when it comes to being outside of creation, there are no limitations. Continuing to read. The word Sephirot is plural. The singular word is Sephirah. The word Sephirah is related to a number of Hebrew words. Some interpret Sephirah as being connected to the word Mispar, which means number. Some interpret Sephirah to be related to the word Sofer, which means to write. Yet others relate the word Sephirah to the word Sapir, which means to tell, or to relate. Whatever be the original intent of the inventor of the term, Sephirah today means that which can be counted, enumerated, and expressed. And expressed emanations of Hashem in creation. And this definition implies a limitation, as I had just explained. The Ten Sephirot is the fundamental pattern and teaching model of the Kabbalah. Understanding the Sephirot correctly is therefore vital for all Kabbalistic study. Almost the entire Kabbalistic system is based on this very profound set of metaphors. Without understanding what the metaphors means and to what reality they are pointing, the Sephirot and all Kabbalah will remain cloaked under a cloud of confusion and misunderstanding. Kabbalah is supposed to be about clarity and understanding. Therefore, such cloaks of confusion and misunderstanding are to be avoided at all costs. In order to avoid the confusion and the misunderstandings that comes with the literal interpretation of metaphors and symbols, discussion about the Sephirot must be expanded beyond the realm of religion, which seeks to explain the external world, and placed squarely inside the realm of psychology that seeks to understand the divine image within us all. Understanding the Ten Sephirot psychologically therefore enables us to learn about our humanity, and from these lessons to then extrapolate onto the other areas of application. In other words, the Sephirot can and do teach us about the universe around us, but these lessons begin inside us, inside our minds, and inside the very essence of what makes us human. Only when we understand our humanity will we be able to see the divine image reflected within. Reflected within us. And from that image, penetrate and see the rest of the truths about the universe. In the language of the Kabbalah, the Ten Sephirot are organized in the form of a diagram of relationships. Each individual Sephirah is to be understood within the context and the relationship with the others. No one Sephirah stands alone. Each Sephirah is an essential part of the whole. The diagram of the Ten Sephirot is called by a number of names, the most common being the Sephirotic Tree of Life. The image of the Sephirotic tree is a well-known diagram in the world of Kabbalah, yet it must be made very clear that the diagram is a metaphor and a symbol. There is no physical or literal Sephirotic tree, any more than there are physical or literal Sephirot. According to this tradition, the Sephirot are the blueprint and the pattern through which Hashem is revealed to his creation. Yet it is also taught that this pattern of interactive Sephirot is the very divine image in which humanity was created. Essentially, the divine image spoken of in the Bible is an internal image and should not be confused with our present physical human stature. Although the Sephirot are often diagrammed as corresponding to the human body, these correlations are entirely symbolic and should never be interpreted literally. The ten Sephirot are within us. It is through this pattern ingrained within our souls that enables us to align with and become one with the rest of creation. We are the microcosm of the macrocosm. The Sephirot outline and detail the universe, and at the same time, they outline and detail our inner humanity. The Sephirot are divided into four general components. The number four corresponds to the number of letters in God's name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. These four general components, when applied within the metaphorical context of the human condition, the inner divine image, correspond to our internal psychological dynamics. These internal psychological dynamics are each given metaphorical names, like olamot, worlds, or hekhalot, palaces, and are then each defined and described in typical abstruse metaphorical Kabbalistic symbolism. Stripping away all the symbols, the four levels simply correspond to the intuitive, the rational, the emotional, and the sensory levels of human experience and perception. The only level I would disagree with is the last one, which he is describing as sensory. I would describe that as the level of actions, not sensory. Although it requires senses, it requires perception to arrive at an emotion. It requires senses to arrive at a rational understanding. It requires senses to arrive at an intuitive level. And it also requires senses to arrive at the level of actions. The Sephirot, therefore, outline the inner construct of the human psyche and its internal interactions with the unconscious, the conscious, the emotions, and the physical senses. And again, I would disagree only with the level of the physical senses rather than I would describe it as the physical actions. So we have these relationships based on four different levels. Essentially, the pattern and teachings of the Sephirot are an esoteric metaphor that outline an ancient Jewish mystical understanding of human psychology. To this essential light, one can understand why the teachings about the Sephirot transcend their Jewish method of expression and each reach out with universal significance. The Sephirot are 10, divided into four groups. The Sephirot represent both the levels of divine emanation in creation and their corresponding realities within the human personality. The Sephirotic groups are even given metaphorical personification with names like Adam Kadmon, meaning primordial man, Arikan Pin, the long face, Abba, Father, Ima, Mother, Zerantin, the short face, and Noch, the female. The symbolic personification of Sephirotic groups are called Sephirotic faces. Part Sufim. These metaphysical personifications are considered to be emanations. They help describe our collective human psychological condition. By understanding the Sephirot, one comes to understand one's own inner self and the inner working within one's own psyche. The originators of the Sephirotic system were clearly profoundly adept at understanding the psychological human condition, and were also well-versed in the usage of poetic archetypal metaphors to describe it. It is a shame that over the many centuries since the inception, that the metaphors of the Kabbalah have been misunderstood, wrongly interpreted, literally, or applied exclusively to the macrocosm, to the exclusion of the microcosm. A proper examination and analysis of the original psychological meanings of the Sephirotic system is long overdue. And while we have plenty of time left, there's a lot of people missing from this class. There's a lot of things going on today. So I'm going to stop here, but I am going to continue to make some comments about this whole idea of the psychological meanings of the Sephirotic system, which Rabbi Bar Sadok considers the highest level and the easiest way to understand it. And next week, when we start looking at the various levels of the Sephirot, we will see that very clearly. Human beings are created in a pattern of the Sephirot. The pattern is that of the 10, that is the pattern is that of the 4. But we use different words. So if I say that our head has 10 Sephirot, that our body has 7 Sephirot, it's confusing. But if I say our head is a structure of 10 Sephirot, meaning it's a face, well, what do we call the front of our head? We call it our face. Where do you see the 10 Sephirot in the face? You see it in their two eyes, the level of Chokmah. You see it in the two ears, the level of Bina. You see it in the nose, the level of Zeranpin. You see it in Malchut, which is the mouth. Now, when we delve into the deeper levels, within each eye, there are 10 Sephirot. How do you define them? What is what? It would be too long to go into at this time. Suffice it to say that there is a structure of 10 sephirot in your eye. An example of the number 4, the 4 levels of the sephirot, you have a pupil, you have a lens, you have a white outer muscle, you have a dark pupil. I mentioned pupil already. You have an optic nerve. You have an eyebrow. You have eyelashes, upper and lower. And there are 3 levels internal. So within each level, there is another 10. We understand that. We need to study that. We need to utilize all of that in our comprehension of the universe, in our comprehension of cause and effect. Does anyone have any questions or comments or thoughts? We all have a beautiful day in Chag Sameach. Our advanced reincarnation class will take place at 1 p.m. West Coast time. Shalom to everyone.
Oh.